Order, order.
New Zealand First leader Winston Peters was back in the House having completed his duties as media liaison for the parliamentary rugby team during its visit to London for the World Cup, and wasted no time in sizing up Defence Minister Gerry Brownlee in question time.
In this photograph of the Minister visiting our troops in Taji, was he wearing a flak jacket off the shelf or custom-made and more expensive than a normal New Zealand serviceman's flak jacket?
Mr. Brownlee said he wasn't sure if his flak jacket had been custom-made or not.
But anybody taking a bit of a glance would know that off-the-shelf's not something I regularly purchase. But what I would say is that there are big flak jackets and there are small flak jackets, and then there are flak jackets that aren't required. So a man of the member's stature probably doesn't require one. So small, such a little target. Therefore, between he and I, we balance it out.
Sodom and Quest again.
But Mr. Peters' next question suggested he had done some homework on the trip back from the UK.
Minister, is it not true that for this one visit, he had a special jacket custom-made costing four times the price of a normal serviceman's jacket? And why does he not save the taxpayers' money and just visit troops in a suitable flak jacket, namely a tank?
Gerry Brownlee replied by turning the tables on Mr. Peters.
But if he'd like to come with me next time and not wear a flak jacket, then I'd be welcome him to stand at the front of the parade every day we're there.
And Winston Peters also featured in the third and final reading of the New Zealand Flag Referendums Amendment Bill as the House sat under urgency in the morning, where he outlined his party's stance on the flag change process.
And at the very beginning, we looked hard at it and our experience suggested we should do all we could to oppose it, and we have. We said from the word go that we wouldn't join the cross-party jack-up committee designed to puppetise the procedures for the PM's whim.
And that's where Mr. Peters got a bit sidetracked.
Here's the PM. Instead of saying I want to leave the country in greater economic and social wealth and do great things in areas of reform, no, he wants to have, of all things at the end of his time, a flag. And when he's asked, what flag? I don't know. So you want a legacy that you don't know about. How pathetic and shallow and egotistical is that?
Earlier, soon after the debate resumed under urgency at 9 this morning, Labour's Grant Robertson claimed that the government could have avoided the need for the bill by the Cabinet simply issuing an order in council for implementation by the Governor-General.
Actually, it was within their power to simply say, you know what, there are three flags with silver ferns on them, two of which are almost exactly the same. Why not take one of those out and put Red Peak in? That could all have been done, Mr. Chair, without any need for legislation whatsoever.
But there was a political downside to that course of action, as identified by National Cabinet Minister Nick Smith.
They say this bill is not needed to add the Red Peak flag to the referendum in November because we could simply dump one of the four flags that have been recommended by the panel. Let me place a bet. If the Cabinet had overruled the independent panel and had taken one of the four flags that they had selected and put the Red Peak flag in, the members opposite would be the first to cry blue murder.
Nick Smith said 83% of the public had voted for parties that promised a referendum on the flag.
And Mr. Speaker, the part that I find so disingenuous and has really have got all the fingerprints of the wrecker Trevor Mallard is that despite that policy position, Labour has twist and turned, has disingenuously tried to do everything it can to disown its policy at the last election.
Amendments from Labour's Trevor Mallard and his leader Andrew Little, calling for a simple yes-no referendum on the flag to be held first, failed by wide margins in personal votes, while Mr. Mallard reflected on the social media campaign behind the Red Peak flag design.
There was a few people based in wine bars and coffee bars and other liberal establishments who got onto Twitter and there was a decision to, you know, to make a change, and we're supporting it, you know, anything to make this more interesting. But what happens if next week there is a Facebook campaign and there's a major push for another flag to go in there?
Watch this space. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.